The semicolon is indispensable in another capacity, when it performs the duties of a kind of special policeman, calling a bunch of brawling commas to attention. Take this comma-ridden piece. Fares were offered to Corfu, comma, the Greek island, comma, Morocco, comma, Elba, comma, in the Mediterranean, comma, and Paris. Margaret thought about it. She had been to Elba once and had found it dull, comma, to Morocco, comma, and found it too colourful. In such circumstances, there's no option for an upstanding semicolon other than to step in, blow a whistle, and restore order. Fares were offered to Corfu, comma, the Greek island, semicolon, Morocco, semicolon, Elba, comma, in the Mediterranean, semicolon, and Paris. Margaret thought about it. She had been to Elba once and had found it dull, semicolon, to Morocco, comma, and found it too colourful. That's much clearer. And we have you to thank, Special Policeman semicolon. Now to its last proper use. As I hope I've made clear, it's wrong to write, he woke up in his own bed, comma, however, comma, he felt fine. Linking words such as however, nevertheless, also, consequently, and hence require a semicolon. Much as I decry the old count to two system, there's an obvious take a breath thing going on here. When you read the sentence, he woke up in his own bed and he felt fine, you don't draw breath after bed, even if there's a comma there, you rattle on. Whereas when you read, he woke up in his own bed, nevertheless he was okay, an inhalation after bed is surely automatic, and bed should, indeed, be followed by a semicolon. See how the sense changes with the punctuation. Let's start with two sentences. Tom locked himself in the shed. England lost to Argentina. These two statements, as they stand, could be quite unrelated. They merely tell you that two things have happened in the past. Now let's run the two sentences together, separated by a semicolon. Tom locked himself in the shed, semicolon, England lost to Argentina. We can infer from the semicolon that these events occurred at the same time, although it's possible that Tom locked himself in the shed because he couldn't bear to watch the match, and therefore still doesn't know the outcome. With the semicolon in place, Tom locking himself in the shed and England losing to Argentina sound like two things that really got on the nerves of someone else. It was a terrible day, Mum, colon. Tom locked himself in the shed, semicolon. England lost to Argentina, semicolon. The rabbit electrocuted itself by biting into the power cable of the washing machine. Now run the two sentences together and separate them with a colon. Tom locked himself in the shed, colon. England lost to Argentina. All is now clear. Tom locked himself in the shed because England lost to Argentina. And who can blame him? That's what I say. It's sad to think people are no longer learning how to use the colon and semicolon. As Joseph Robertson wrote in an essay on punctuation in 1785, the art of punctuation is of infinite consequence in writing, as it contributes to the perspicuity and consequently to the beauty of every composition. Perspicuity and beauty of composition are not to be sneezed at in this rotten world. If colons and semicolons give themselves airs and graces, at least they also confer airs and graces that the language would be lost without.